This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Come late.
What's that?
I'm not come late.
Kol hakavod for coming straight after a time. It's mightily impressive. I think everyone's exhausted and everyone is tired after a time and after a shana. So kol hakavod for coming. So the halachas we're going to deal with tonight are the halachas of asking mechila, of doing tshuva, some very interesting halachas. Shulchan Aruch says in Arachayim, Simon Tov, Reish, Vav, Halacha Aleph. Aveira Shabein Odom Lechaveira, Aveira is between man and his fellow man. Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechapeh Ad Shaychai Senet. Yom Kippur can come and go, but the person will not get Mechila, he will not get a Kapara, until he appeases his friend. Afilu lo hiknitu ela bidvarim, even if he only agitated him with words, he offended him, you know, with speech. Sorich lefaiso, he has to appease that other person. So that is a very, very important halacha. We know that there are two types of mitzvahs. There's ben odom lechaveiro, there's ben odom lemakom. So ben odom lemakom, tshuva is actually relatively easy. There are three components to tshuva. So a person did something wrong, for example, he broke Shabbos, he ate something which was not kosher, he didn't put on tefillin, he didn't put on tzitzis. So then, that's ben odom lemakom, between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there are three components to tshuva. Number one, there needs to be charata, he's got to genuinely regret what he did wrong. Number two, he has to do vidui, he has to articulate his crime, whether it's in Al-Khayt, in Shalom Bogadnus, in Shmon Esra, or however, just some, to articulate it. And third of all, there's got to be a Kabbalah la'asid. There's got to be an undertaking to try not to do it again. So those are the three. That's Bein Odom Lemakom. The Bein Odom Lechaveira is more tricky, because if you upset another person, you have to ask Mechila, and Yom Kippur can, like I say, can come and go, but nothing, you can clap Shalom Bogadnus for the whole day, many times, but afilu leknita bedvarim tzarich lefaisei, and averes ben odom lechaveiro ein yom kippur mechap ad shefaisei. Now, why do we wait until Erev Yom Kippur to focus on this? Really, mechila applies 365 days a year. So the Mishnah Berurah says over there in this siman Tov Reish Vav, v'hine af al pi shegam b'shayim mos hashana mechuyav lefais l'mi sheposha kenegdoi, even though throughout the year, a person is obligated to appease that person who you offended. Mikol makom im ein loy pnai humamtin lefaisei al yom acher. He can wait. There's no urgency. He can wait till tomorrow, next week, to find the right time. Avu be'erev yom hakippurim, on erev yom kippur, next Tuesday, mechuyav lesaken hakol, a person is obligated to try and fix up everything. In order he can go into Yom Kippur and he can achieve a tahara, purity from all his sins. How much more so if a person has got theft, he's stolen from another person. The moment Yireh Lesakin, he should try and fix it straight away. And the Shat Zion says over there, the Nireh Poshut, to be isa gezel va'inov v'chiyai gavna to yodua shehu lav hanitzik la'asei. That involves a lav hanitzik la'asei to v'heshev esa gezela, returning the gezela. Ein rishai lahamtin adere v'yom kippur. You're not allowed to wait for Yom Kippur. To kol shah v'shah yeshel av chiv asei to hu tikkun eshelav, which is repairing the lav. The lav is don't steal, and the asei is return the theft which you stole. And that assay should not wait. And therefore, if a person offended another person, he should certainly, when it comes to a financial matter, he should correct that immediately and not wait till Erev Yom Kippur. And I think also another reason why people wait till Erev Yom Kippur to ask forgiveness is because on Erev Yom Kippur people are more willing to forgive. There is a feeling of camaraderie, of we're all in the same boat, and we try and forgive on Erev Yom Kippur, and there is a feeling of tshuva in the air. And also, I think for us, it's easier to ask other people because everyone is asking mechila; it's in the air, and therefore one does wait. But for financial misdemeanors, one should try and correct that, says the Shah Tzion straight away. Now, must you forgive someone personally? In other words, you actually have to go up to the person. Could you send a shliach to do it for you? So, for example, you offended a flatmate who now lives in a different country. Someone from Yeshiva, someone from Sam, someone who has now moved on, is in a different country. How does that work? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, for those listening online, if you email me, I'll email you the handout, j.golka@gmail.com. And box number 3, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nochem sheyelech ba'atzme. It's better, it's correct, for you to go yourself. V'lo yishalach tchila emtsoi. And you shouldn't send the middleman, sheyiratze lekabel piyusin, to appease the person you offended. V'im kosha olav leylech ba'atzme, tchila. But if it's difficult for you to go, it's actually more effective. If you were to go in person, that person might be offended, he might get, his blood might boil, he might take umbrage at that, and therefore it's more effective to have a middleman. Then you should send through a middleman. Now, next interesting question, do you actually have to specify what you did wrong? This gets a little bit embarrassing, a little bit awkward sometimes. You actually have to specify the offense and to explain what you're asking Mechila for. So the Mata Ephraim in Simtof Reish Vav Sif Beis says, HaMavakesh Mechila Mechaveir, someone who asks Mechila from his friend, Tzorich Lefaret Ma Shechot Lechaveir, you have to detail what you did wrong, V'alzeh Mavakesh Mechila, and this is what I'm asking Mechila for. However, here comes the big but. If your friend knows and is going to become embarrassed by you detailing the chait against him, so then better not to detail it. Another halacha, that if you offended, let's say there's a group of people here, so if I offended, I know I offended one of you. So if I ask for a general mechila to everyone here, that's not good enough for that individual. If there's a specific offense that I did to that person, that I need to ask that yochid individually, and a general caveat of a general mechila won't be good enough. So two important halachas from the Matzah Ephraim. Number one, you actually have to ask in detail the crime that you committed to that person when you ask mechila. And number two, one needs to ask the individual and not sort of hide behind numbers. Ask the rabbi. Now, there is a big discussion whether this extends to Lashon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim says in Hilchas Lashon Hara, Klal Dalet Sif Yud Beis, in the bottom box, V'im Ovar V'sipe Lashon Hara Al Chaveir. Someone violated, transgressed, and he spoke Lashon Hara against his friend. U'bol La'asos Tshuva. So many of the Oshamnus and the Al-Chaits are related to speech. So we remember we may have spoken Lashon Hara, so easy. We spoke Lashon Hara against an individual. But you actually have to go up to that person and say, I spoke X, Y, and Z about you. Or is it enough to say, I spoke Lashon Hara about you, do you forgive me? So says the Chofetz Chaim, Tzorich legalus loy masha oso negde shalei kedin. You got to reveal to him what exactly you did. U'levakesh v'mena mechila al zeh. And you've got to ask for mechila, and you've got to detail what exactly you spoke about. Now, the Poskim discussed this, and it's well known that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter reputedly disagreed with the Chofetz Chaim, and he said that why should I upset another person? Because remember, he doesn't know about it. So I'm knocking on someone's door, or I'm going over to a guy in shul, and I'm breaking the news to him that 3 months ago I spoke Lashon Hara about him and I said X, Y, and Z. And it's, remember, Lashon Hara is all true. So, you know, it's, I'm not making it up. So do I, or even if it was Lashon Rechilus or Lashon or Meisi Shemra, do I actually have to specify? So according to the Chofetz Chaim, I've got to specify it. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, what right do I have to clear my conscience and clean my slate by way of upsetting another person? And they say reputedly on this disagreement, the Yisrael Salanter did not write a haskoma to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, when you write a Sefer, you get a haskoma, you get approbations at the beginning of the Sefer. So even the, someone as, it sounds funny, even someone as great as the Chofetz Chaim had to get a Haskama for his Sefer. He was young, he was relatively unknown. And therefore he went to the greats of the generation. And of course, Bistral Salanta was one of the greats. So the Bistral Salanta wanted to see what he was writing Haskama for. So he looked through the Sefer. Of course, he thought it was a magnificent and important Sefer. But then he came across this halacha. And he said to the Chofetz Chaim, he said to him, what right do you have to clear your conscience on some, on, by causing upset to somebody else? And allegedly, he didn't write a Haskama based on this. So that is a machlokes, the Chofetz Chaim and Bistral Salanta, a well-known machlokes. But interestingly, the poskim note that the Chofetz Chaim himself seems to contradict himself. Because in the Mishnah Brura, also of course written by Bistral Meir HaKohen Kagan, in Simon Tov, it's in this in Simon Tov Reish Vav, in the Sif Katan Yud Gimel, he says, Sarech lefarit mashechot lechavei, right? And then he says, it's in the bottom footnote there, Im loich sheyedeh shechaver yisbayish. So long as you know that your friend won't be embarrassed with that. So he seems to agree in Mishnah Brura with what Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was saying. So they quote in the, I think I saw this in the Dirshu notes in the Mishnah Brura, maybe the Piskei Shulchan, I forget where, but they quote from Nissen Karelitz, one of the great poskim in Eretz Yisrael in Bnei Brak. And he explains, he reconciles the stira as follows. He says that in Hilchos Lashon Hara, where it says that you actually have to specify the detail of the Lashon Hara that you spoke about another person, that is if you're, that we're talking about a case where you are confident that no distress is caused. But if you feel that distress will be caused by specifying what you said, then that's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to, and that you should avoid. Okay? Because the stira is not from that sefer, the stira is from the Mishnah Berurah. And he was asked to give an approbation, Haskama, on the sefer of Hilchos Lashon Hara, the sefer Chofetz Chaim. So there you have it. So with regard to generally averas against another person, you have to specify the avera that you did. That's what the Matzei Ephraim says. When it comes to Lashon Hara, Chofetz Chaim says likewise. The Bistral Salanta reputedly disagreed, but in Mishnah Berurah himself he says that it should cause distress to another person, and therefore it depends. You have to gauge what distress is going to be caused. I guess you have to determine how to judge it. Now, what about if the offended person has passed away, has died? You may have spoken Lashon Hara about him, or you may have caused him some sort of distress. So what do you do then? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Tov Reish Vav Sif Beis, in Meis Asher Chotala, if the person who died has sinned, sorry, if the person who you sinned against has died, maybe Yud Bnei Odom Umamidim Al Kvarai, you go to the grave, you go to the Beis HaKvaras, V'oim Echotosil El Kei Yisrael El Ploni Zesh Echotosil. I remember once, this is going back a few years, I was in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Mir Beis HaMedrash, it was one lunchtime, and there was a Choshev Rav, he came over, he was looking for a minion. I was looking for minyan at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, minchas at 3 or 15, whatever time it was. He said because he's got to go, he's got a minibus outside, a tender outside, and he needs to go to the Beis HaKvaras, and it was a kiyum of this halacha. He spoke Lashon Hara about a certain person, but this is not only Lashon Hara, it's any avera you did against another person. And me and 10 other, 9 others, 10 of us went along with this fellow, and we went to the Beis HaKvaras. And we did what the Mishnah Berurah now says. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah there in box 6, but tzorech leilech l'shom yachaf, you've got to take your shoes off. So when you get to the actual kever, you take your shoes off. And he says, these Lashon Chotosin, and he detailed what he said, he was talking to his wife, and he says, Lashon Hara, and he came to ask mechila from the person. The Mishnah Berurah says that you can send a shliach. If the person is buried in a place which is far away from you, you can get a shliach to go, and he gets a minyan, and the shliach says he's representing you, and he's asking mechil on your behalf, etc., etc. And the Mishnah Berurah details exactly what you need to say. Okay. Next question: is the offended person obligated to forgive? So someone comes up to you and asks you for mechila. Do you have to say yes, I forgive you? How does that work? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says in Aruch Chaim Tov Reish Vav Sif Aleph, HaMoichel Lo Yachzori Melimcha. Anyone who is asked for forgiveness should not be achzori, should not be cruel, and he should try and offer forgiveness. Unless it's for the benefit of that person for you to say no. Now I'll give you an illustration of this. Last week, a young man who was in my shiur last year, who is a very colourful personality, he came up to me, it was on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he asked for mechila. And I just felt the way he was asking was a little bit too ready and hadn't been, it wasn't meaningful enough. Now, I'm not standing on my cover, and it's long forgotten. But I just felt it was in best interest for him that I wouldn't be too quick to say, yes, with pleasure, I'll make for you. And I said to him, I want to think about it, come back to me next week, please. Now, hopefully, he did actually come back this morning, and I felt that it was not quite ready yet. And I really, and I said, let me think about it, I need a few more days. And I want him to realize that it's, you know, it's not a joke. And it needs to be for real, and it needs to internalize, you know, whatever may have been done wrong. But that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch means. Okay, and interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch carries on, if he was Moitzi Shemra, then you don't need to be Meichel. The Mishnah Berurah says, why shouldn't you be an Achzari? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kolam Ma'aveh al Midosov, Ma'avirin lo al Kol Peshov, Vim lo Yiratz Limchol, Gam lo Yimchol Ulay. So if a person is very, you know, standing on his principle, he's not going to give in, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act Midah Keneged Midah. But that's an important rule, the Shulchan Aruch, Vim lo Shemachav Matovas HaMavakish. Now, what if the offended person refuses to forgive? So we've gone over to the person, we're genuinely asking the Tila, and the guy says no. So how far do you have to go? So again, the Shulchan Aruch says in the same sif, "Vim einu misbayis ben rishono." First time round, you go, and he's not misbayis. Yachzor v'yelech pam shnia v'shlishis. You've got to go a second and a third time. Now it's not straight after each other. It's not jumeichel me three times. That's how we did it in primary school. It doesn't quite work like that. You've got to go on three separate occasions. V'chol pam yikachim v'shlish anoshim. On each of the occasions, you take with you three people. Then you've been three times with three people, separate occasions, then you ain't a, you don't have to do anything more. However, you should get in front of 10 people and say, look, I went to Reuven, I asked Mechila on three separate occasions with three people, he didn't give me Mechila, and then you are exempt. However, if he's your Rebbe, so you've got to keep going backwards. There's no shortcuts. Now, when can you withhold forgiveness? So again, the Matzah Ephraim in Siman Tov Reish Vav Sif Dalet basically sets out three conditions. If the intention is to benefit the offender, to make him feel regret and not to repeat his sin, then that would be okay. This next one is, if one is owed money and you still intend to claim, then you do not have to be meichel. And also, we said above that the public slander, people won't know that there's been an apology, then also you're not obligated to it. You can if you want to, but you're not obligated to. So there we have it, some interesting halachas regarding tshuva and seeking mechila from another person. One can do it all year round, you don't have to wait till Erev Yom Kippur, you know, repent now and avoid the rush. But you can do it, one does generally wait till Erev Yom Kippur because it's in the air, and people feel more comfortable to ask and to be mindful. One ideally should ask forgiveness personally, but you can use a shliach. You have to specify what you did wrong with Lashon Hara. Chofetz Chaim says you've got to specify the Lashon Hara you spoke. Yisrael Slavs apparently argued with that. But even in Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says that if it's going to cause upset, then one should avoid causing upset. If an offended person has died, you have to go to the Beis HaKvaros, you take a minion of people with you. Are you obligated to forgive, ideally, but you can do it. You can withhold forgiveness for the reasons of in the situations we described. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.